It's a Wellness Wednesday. Well, it's a Weight Loss Wednesday homepage this first half hour on WOGO. Current events, controversy, and courageous living from a Christian perspective and a Chippewa Valley perspective after 11:30. And we'll be tackling President Obama, his news conference yesterday, talking about Donald Trump, that he still believes in the American people and that Trump will not be elected president. But is it my big question, and I should have asked this already on Twitter and on Facebook, and I didn't. I have tweeted out already, it feels increasingly like Trump is inevitable, like Obama felt inevitable in 2008 with his rising popularity. And instances like yesterday where Obama, I think, really believed in his own power of persuasion and thought that his comments would hold sway. The only problem is his approval ratings in the low 40s with the general population and amongst Republican primary voters, it's even lower than that. So for Barack Obama to say that Donald Trump, he believes, wouldn't be a good president, that only will help Donald Trump. So anyhow, that's later. Right now, Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd, the Bean Queen, she is on the line from her offices in Fall Creek. You can learn more about what she does at KarenHurd.com. That's Hurd, H-U-R-D, KarenHurd.com. And also people can schedule an appointment with Karen, either telephone consultation or in person. Call 715-877-3510. That's 877-3510. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
All right, we had a good visit with you from about 10:25 to 11 on our sister station, 103.7 FM, WWIB and WIB.com, talking initially today under the banner we've been waving in 2016. You may have heard, but Karen believes, and today it was, you may have heard dark chocolate or coffee is good for a person, but Karen believes otherwise. You can catch that in the podcast we'll put up of that last hour at WIB.com under Wellness Wednesday. Check that out. But also, we started to take some calls from listeners. Now, right before the end of the hour, we heard from Scott in Cumberland, and I think he said that his mom was just diagnosed with
psoriasis,
and so he wanted to know your thoughts on that, how she could be helped.
Yep. Okay, psoriasis. Well, first of all, we have to identify a cause, because once we identify that, then we can go about, well, what is the proper treatment? Well, there are basically four different causes of psoriasis, and so we look at them, and the first one is that it's a lack of water. It's just a lack of water. Our skin has to be hydrated at all times. If it is not hydrated, then we can have these lesions that we can call psoriasis. Sometimes it's called eczema. We call them rashes. We say, I've got little, you know, parts on my skin that just seem all rough. And that's just a lack of water. So whenever a person has psoriasis, the very first thing you have to do is examine your water intake. And a person that has psoriasis, whatever their weight is going to be at least 3/4 of a gallon of water they're going to need to drink a day. And it very well may need to be more. Depends on your weight. The more we weigh, the more water we're going to have, the taller we are, and then also our activity level. So if you're really busy, you have a job that is very physical, that, I don't know, you're a farmer and you milk cows all day, that's a very physical job, you need more water than the person who's pushing a pen across a paper during the day. So you look at your activity level and you increase your water. Oftentimes it's enough. That's enough to heal it. That's it. I've had the worst cases of psoriasis. I had a guy, and I've been doing a couple different treatments with him. He just was wrapping his body with cloth every day because the psoriasis was so bad. He's just weeping, and it covered 90% of his body. He's healed. It took us about 6 weeks. And what we did is just heal up by, first of all, putting in enough water. Then a couple other things we have to look at, too. When we have, it doesn't have to be water. You may be getting enough water, and there could be another reason. Another reason is it could be a histamine response. Histamine is a very strong chemical that our body makes when we have a stimulation, of mast cells. Mast cells produce cell mediators. One of them is histamine, and they cause inflammation in the skin. And so if you have a histamine release, and most people have hives or rashes, and they're very itchy. They can be very, very itchy. What causes a histamine release? It is always stimulated by, it's an immune system response, and it's not that your immune system went wacko on you or anything like that. It's just that we have too much of a stimulation, it's a hormonal stimulation originally, and then a lack of cortical steroids. Cortical steroids is another hormone that reduces inflammation. So what we have to do is just make sure that we have enough of those cortical steroids being produced. Well, how do you produce those cortical steroids? you have to make sure you're getting enough of the essential fatty acids. So we make sure that we're eating enough of our oils, our good oils, like our nuts and our seeds and our salad dressings and our olive oil and our safflower oil and avocado oil, those things. So that's another possibility, although water is almost always at the top of the list.
Huh.
So we have to get our oils in, and then we have to make sure that we're carrying out hormones that create inflammation. And so you have to eat beans. Beans are your soluble fiber. And all of these have to be eaten at specific times. The reason I'm sighing is because if you put oils together with soluble fiber, they prevent the absorption. The soluble fiber will prevent the absorption of the oils into the bloodstream. And so we want to keep them separate by an hour and a half. So usually I have people eat nuts right before you go to bed. Eat your nuts before you go to bed. Eat your beans all day long. Drink lots of water. And there is one other complicating factor that is almost always overlooked. Whenever you have a severe case of eczema or psoriasis, in this case, this man's mother, we almost always have some staph to go along with it. Staph is a bacterial infection. Staph is on everybody's skin. It's an opportunist little bug that likes to get in wherever it can. And psoriasis or eczema, any of these hives, you scratch. Everything is itchy. And so you scratch, and we all have fingernails, and then you will make little tiny cuts, tiny little cuts. They're not big cuts. They're so tiny you can't even see them. But they are like a wide-open chasm for bacteria as little as staph to jump in there. It's like we have a doorway into the body, the skin, the mantle on our skin. It's like a acid. It's a slightly acidic covering on everybody's skin. It's called the acid mantle. That is broken. And so the staph can get into these little crevices, and if they take hold, they can create a little localized infection. This is not a blood infection. It's not a whole system infection. Don't anybody panic and say, oh, no, I have a staph infection. No, all these skin conditions are typically coming with some staph infection. And so what do we do? What do we do about that? Must kill the staph. Most effective way to kill staph, because it's very resistant to antibiotics, our traditional antibiotics that we use. There are only a few left that can really fight it, because we've so overused our antibiotics that the staph have grown resistant to it. So what do? It's so simple. This is baking soda. Staph hates baking soda, and the mechanism of action for baking soda is so it's different. It doesn't work. It doesn't work as a competitive inhibitor. It works as a. Because it's so basic, it can just disrupt a molecule. It gets into a lot of chemistry about leaving groups and all kinds of stuff, but it's really cool and it can kill staph. And so what you do is you take a sitz bath, or I call them, you take a baking soda bath. You put baking soda in water and you sit in the bathtub and you soak your skin for 20 minutes. Do that once a day. You got a bad infection, do it twice a day. And then that kills the staph. And so all we have left then is the original problem, which is the psoriasis, which we're going about taking care of by, first of all, getting enough water, getting your oils, and getting your soluble fiber. Well, Mark, it really works. I work with tons of people who have psoriasis for years and years, and they're just miserable. And it's so easy to clear up.
Huh.
But we got to give up the soda like that guy on the last, on WWE.
Right.
Got to start with giving up soda, too.
It starts, though, with him acknowledging it and saying, I'm drinking my three a day, and your recommendation for him was water. And so, that before anybody does it, they're going to have that realization to come to grips with that. He's not in denial. At least he's acknowledging.
Yes, and that's the first step. You recognize that, I've got an addiction to soda.
Yeah. So. Let me just backtrack. Another question we had in the last hour before 11 on WWIB and WIB.com, Karen Hurt, was about vertigo, Meniere's disease. Mm-hmm. And I had some brief interaction during the news top of the hour with the person who asked that question. And they said, well, they really hadn't. They're not a coffee drinker. Now, he did say that before he suffered from the vertigo, he had probably had too many candy bars. Mm-hmm. And also is a tea drinker. So
Yeah, tea, well, you have to talk about what kind of tea, because most people don't realize that tea has caffeine. And those that do realize it, they're just thinking about black tea, and they don't realize that green tea and kombucha tea have caffeine. And then we also have the herbal teas like peppermint and chamomile, and there's different herbal teas. They also are slight stimulants. And he is right. Sugar is another problem, since sugar is definitely involved in Meniere's. There's a lot of things that cause that inflammation on that vestibular nerve. And there's another one, too, that I didn't mention. It's stress. Oh, I didn't mention perfumes and fragrances. See, there's so many little pieces that come in, you know. So I wish I could just say, guys, just eat beans. If everybody just ate beans, you'd be 100% well. Sorry, it's not going to work like that.
You should be like a spokesman for the bush of beans or something. I mean, just, you know, this idea of the bean queen. Here she is touting beans on a global campaign. All right, so that's interesting stuff, Karen. And we've got more questions coming in, markatwogo.com. As always, callers go to the front of the line. 723-2555. Any wellness or weight loss related question for Fall Creek Nutrition, as Karen heard, now's the time to call. 723-2555 in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, 1-800-657-4769. You can email mark@wogo.com. I see one question here in my inbox talks about fungus. All right, we'll go there. Beth in Pennsylvania has a question. Her friend's toddler has been diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome. What's that? We'll find out Karen's thoughts. And that and more for Fall Creek Nutritionist Karen Hurd, WOGO.
It's a fast-paced life and it suits you well. You work online and you live on a cell.
Online banking is so quick and easy. If you have a computer, let your mouse pay your bills. Citizen State Bank of Cadott and Chippewa Falls. Member FDIC. You dream the dream. We'll help make it come true.
Success is what it means to you. It's a fast-paced life.
You dream that dream.
McDonald fans, show your support by coming out to the game and wear your support the rest of the week with the great selection of McDonald Max apparel now at 4 and 5. Hoodies, t-shirts, long-sleeve tees, woolen hats, and more. All the latest styles in all sizes for parents, grandparents, and the kids. Look great, shop local, and show your pride in your school, your team, and your community. Plus, a portion of the proceeds will go back to the school. McDonald Max school logo apparel now at 4 and 5, Bridge Street, Chippewa Falls. 4 and 5, proud to back the Max.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, one more segment for today and this week with Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd. We affectionately call her the Bean Queen. She is an author and hosts her own radio show here. She is a theater playwright and director. And all right, so lots of hats she wears. By the way, just give us an idea. How's it going with the? You wrote your first kids book. Tell people about that.
Oh, I love this book. Yeah. It's
what's it called?
It's called True Friend, False Friend. Mr. Sugar Comes to Call.
Well, and I think just like reaching people for Christ, like more than 80% of people, the statistics have shown over the years, receive Christ before 18. I mean, you're going to affect them in terms of a health mindset. It seems like, you know, winning their minds through literature, right?
Yes. Because, if we can get the kids on board, then they'll grow up at least with this idea that sugar may be bad. You know, you had given me the idea in the first place. And then I was doing one of my plays, the one before this, and there were two boys that I was taking home, and they're 15 years old. And so that was after one of the evening rehearsals, and they're going home. They said, you know, Mrs. Hurd, we've heard you're a nutritionist. And they said, you know, is sugar bad? And I'll say, yes. And I said, yes, sugar's bad for you. And they said, no, you have to have sugar. They were very sincere. They were not trying to pull my leg or anything.
Yeah.
We have heard you have to have sugar to be healthy, because without sugar, you don't have carbohydrates. And they were blown away at the thought that sugar was bad. It's like, we need a book.
Yeah, right. There you go. And so give us the title one more time.
Oh, it's Mr. Sugar Comes to Call, and it's going to be a part of the series. I want to do more, but I got to see if this goes over.
Yeah.
You know, because financially, you got to look at that end of it too. But I would like, it's a part of a series called Good Friend, True Friend, False Friend, because I'd like to do, obviously, Mr. Sugar is going to turn out to be a false friend. Everybody knows that.
I got a hunch something good isn't in store for caffeine as well.
But then I'm going to do a good friend the next one. I'm going to do a good friend.
Oh, good. No, it's a great idea. Good friend, bad friend? Good friend, false friend, yeah.
Yeah. It's a true friend, false friend. So we're going to have the Bean family move in next door.
Would it be like, I don't know, just a program idea, Mr. Idea Guy here, but could we actually read the book on air?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe now, you miss the pictures, but you can imagine them.
That would be kind of fun to do. So anyhow, maybe we could do that some show and expose it to people, and then people go, oh, okay. All right, we're going to get to these questions, Karen. A lot of them coming in. Mark@wogo.com. And again, if you want to call, you can go to the front of the line right now for these next 10 minutes, 723-2555 in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, 1-800-657-4769. Again, you can email mark@wogo.com. And, of course, now we're not only heard on AM 680 and wogo.com, but also on FM 103.1 and the signal very clear and goes out for as potentially as far as 70 miles. And so that's added to our reach as well. Angela, I believe it's okay. Sometimes they say, please don't say my name, but okay. Angela says, can you ask Karen how to get rid of, here we go, toenail fungus.
Toenail fungus.
We get all the questions on this show.
I know, and some of them are gross, like toenail fungus is not that really that bad.
Gross.
Yeah, toenail fungus is very, very common. It's an easy fix. Fungus, by the way, everybody should know, fungus is extremely resilient. It does not like to give up its home happily. It's going to hang on for as long as it possibly can. So it takes a little while to get rid of it, but when I say a little while, in a couple months, you can have it gone. You have to kill the fungus. We actually have to rob it of life. And to do that, we soak our feet. Most of the time it's on our toenails, as this particular person brought it up, but it also can be on our fingernails, too. And you want to soak the affected area in baking soda. And here is the ratio of water to baking soda, because the baking soda has to be in an aqueous solution. It means it's got to be in water for it to ionize and be able to do all of its fun chemical stuff. So you take a gallon of warm water, and it should be warm water, because warmth always increases the ability of chemical reactions to happen. So you take a gallon of warm water, and into that gallon you put 1/3 cup of baking soda. 1/3 cup baking soda, and then you just stir it around. It dissolves instantaneously, and then you put your feet in there. And, you know, it's obviously in some type of bucket or container or something, whatever you got, and then you soak your feet for 20 minutes. Do that every day, and you'll notice after about a week that your toenail fungus is, like, really different, really better. And then depending on how faithful you are with your baking soda soaks, it's just a matter of a couple months at the most. It'll be gone totally.
All right, Karen, as long as we're on the foot, I'm not going bunions, I'm not going corns, but what about warts? I mean, what, I don't know if we've had questions about warts, but as long as we're on people's
foot,
feet.
Yeah, on the foot we have usually like plantar warts. They're on the bottom of your feet.
What do you tell people for that?
That one is actually pretty simple, too, but it's not baking soda, because we have to have something that's just a little bit more punch to it. And so what comes with the punch is sulfur. Sulfur is one of the most powerful elements that we have. It's really neat the way it works. And so if we would just take something that has sulfur in it, what has sulfur in it? Garlic. Garlic is a great source of sulfur. And you take a slice of garlic off of a clove, regular garlic, you know, you buy in the store in the produce section. You pull they sell them in bulbs, and then off of the bulb you pull a little section, and we call that a clove. We'll take, and you have to peel off a little of that papery skin so you can expose the garlic itself, and then you just cut a little slice off. And you take that little cut slice, and you put it on your foot, wherever the wart is, right on top of the wart. Now we have to adhere it to the foot, because obviously it's going to just tumble right off. So you use a piece of medical tape, you use a Band-Aid, it's really, everybody's got Band-Aids, and you just put that right on top of the wart with the Band-Aid. And you do that at night before you go to bed, because if you're walking on top of a piece of a garlic all day, it's very uncomfortable in your shoe. So you do that at night, you go to bed. In the morning you get up, you take out that Band-Aid, you throw the piece of little garlic away, you're done. You do that, you can do that every night. And then what will happen is you'll see the garlic or the wart will shrink, and then it's gone. And that's because the sulfur in the garlic is actually killing the virus. It's a virus that causes the warts. And the virus are very, very vulnerable to sulfur.
Yeah. All right. So your questions for Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd. Just a couple more minutes here on WOGO. And here's one from Beth in Pennsylvania. It says that her friend's toddler has been diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome. Is there anything that can be done through diet to help with this? What is nephrotic syndrome, Karen?
It is a kidney problem.
That's just amazing to me that you would even know that. So, okay.
Well, it's a giveaway, because when you hear the word nephrotic, it means it's always refers to kidneys. And so then what you look at is, okay, well, what is nephrotic syndrome? It is a whole collection. It's a type of kidney disease that's got a bunch of collection of symptoms. You know, you spill protein in your urine. That means you can measure proteins. It means the kidneys are not functioning well. They're not filtering out your blood appropriately. They're letting things escape that shouldn't escape, like protein should not be escaping in your urine. It's supposed to stay in the bloodstream. And there's a lot of things that come with it. Usually you have high cholesterol with it, you can have, which includes high triglycerides, which is a type of cholesterol. It comes a lot of times with diseases like lupus or like diabetes. It can come along with that too. So What we need to do is we have to take really good care of the kidneys, and that's actually a special diet. That's not, and believe it or not, it's not to eat beans on a regular basis very often. We have to eat soluble fiber, certainly, but you have to be careful when you're dealing with the kidneys about how much protein we're running through the kidneys, because the kidneys are already compromised. That's what nephrotic syndrome is. So we have to get all the nutrients in different ways without harming the kidneys. And that one, I really would have to do a consultation. It's not just a general everybody eat this way, because most people don't have nephrotic syndrome.
Okay, so again, you can call 715-877-3510. I think Beth has been one of your clients, 877-3510. All right, a couple more questions for Karen here at 1125 WOGO. And a listener says that she's been drinking water with meals, as you've suggested, but most often finds that this causes the food to come back into her throat. She says gross, but that's true. And she says within the next half hour. So why would this be?
Mark, we talk about
we that. Do. We cover it all.
I just got to laugh.
Instead of this being, you know, Stump the Bean Queen, it could be called just Gross Out. Hey, join us for another edition of Gross Out after. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. What she has to do is she just has to drink it. We have one or two problems. One, she's drinking too much water too quickly, so you have to slow down on the water. Or she's eating too much food, because oftentimes most people eat way too much for dinner. We eat way too much for our meals, and so we're just like, okay, are you eating bigger portions that you should? Is your stomach too full? So that's the first thing we look at. And then we have to look at her history, too. Does she have a history of acid reflux? I don't know. So, but it's easily correctable. Either, whatever the situation is, whether we drink the water in smaller amounts more frequently, you know, but still has to be some at her meals, or we not eat as much as we would like to at our meals.
Okay, and I think we're down to our final email question for Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd, and we'll let her go maybe a minute or two early for good behavior. What do you know? Here we go. Question today from a listener says, I had 7 colon polyps removed in October, and the listener says, went back last Friday and had a recheck. They removed 8 new ones. Now they're sending this, I don't know if it's man or woman, sending this person to Mayo in Rochester in May for testing. Wants to know what causes this and what can they do to prevent it from happening again. The doctor said that the person would have to have a colonoscopy every 6 months if they can't find the problem.
Right. What they're trying to do, the doctor's trying to protect them, you know, well, not protect them. It's just trying to diagnose early colon cancer, because polyps are normally classified as precancerous. They're not a cancer cell, but they're not a normal colon cell. They're just an abnormal growth. And that's the way many cancers begin, is through these just weird growths. Because cancer it's actually a genetic change in the DNA of a good healthy cell, of a good colon cell. There's free radical damage that occurs on the DNA. The DNA is like a computer code inside each cell that tells the cell, hey, this is your name. It's the brains. This is what you do. And if we get a change in the DNA, and that comes through free radical damage, which free radicals, and I have to talk about that a little later, then it changes the DNA of that particular cell and every single cell that's born from that cell. Because like the GI tract, cells in the GI tract for like these polyps that grow, they only have a cell life of 3 days. And 3 days are dead and gone. But before they die, they make themselves a new cell. They go through a process where they copy their DNA, and then that DNA is then made into a new cell. So the old cell dies, and there's a new cell. But the problem is, if you damage the DNA, when you do the DNA replication, the copying of the DNA strand, then the same damage that was in the mother cell is now in the daughter cell. So it's still a funny cell. It's not quite, it's got a little missing part. It's, you know, it's a couple fries short of a happy meal.
Uh-huh.
And so we don't have a right cell, a right colon cell. If the DNA is damaged again, now we have a daughter cell, and it's got this funny DNA that's not working, that's not in the right, it's a sequencing. They're all sequenced in certain order, and the sequencing is off. Then what if we get another free radical damage to the DNA? Then you have a promoted cell. The first damage is called initiated. The second one is called promoted. And so now you have a promoted cell. And when that cell dies in 3 days, guess what? It passed on its hereditary tendency, or it's just plain the passes on exactly the same genetic code that is wrong. And then if it keeps going, then we get to a place where the DNA is so messed up that we call it a cancer cell. And then it mutates so badly that it creates more of itself. There's a codon. Those are these little three-member protein sequences that get the stop codon gets obliterated. It's not even there anymore. So the cell just multiplies itself without stopping. That's what cancer is.
Huh.
It's like, stop this craziness, damage to the DNA. So for this person that's, you know, going to Mayo, if he had those polyps removed, and they will have removed all of them that they would have seen. So these are precancerous growths. We're initiated. We may be promoted. We may not be at the cancer stage yet, but we're going down that road.
Uh-huh.
And so in just a few months later, he has more. It's like, we got a lot of free radical damage going here. So the doctors are going to monitor him really closely for colon cancer. But this is like, we have the warning. The handwriting's on the wall. Let's, like, stop. Do something. This is when people get motivated to say, I will give up my soda. I will stop eating poorly. I am going to stop causing this free radical damage. What's free radical damage caused by? Oh, so many things.
Huh.
So many things.
Wow. Your knowledge is just incredible, and we're not going to let you go for good behavior. You're already a minute over time, and we've got another question. And so we will keep you, but not for bad behavior. Here's the question from Emily. She says she was wondering if you could talk about the balance of fat that we should have in our diet. Like, what percentage of our diet should be fat, and of that fat, what percent should be saturated, unsaturated?
Okay, and that is a great question. Fats are the fountain of youth. The only way you can get too many fats is if you ate so many that you feel like you're going to throw up. You ate so many nuts that it's like, if I eat one more, I want to vomit nuts. Okay, everybody knows, stop eating. You know, there's a certain point. And so I'm not going to say, 35% of your diet should be fat. And out of that 35% of it, you know, we only want to have 3.5% be saturated fats and the rest of them unsaturated fats. No, because most of us are not going to sit at a computer and try to figure that out. I just want to give you plain and simple, this is what you do. You eat nuts. You eat salad dressings. You eat your oils, and not coconut oil. It's got to be an oil that is liquid at room temperature. So that's a lot of oils. It's everything from safflower to olive oil to avocado oil to walnut oil to pecan oil. It's got to be liquid at room temperature. Those are outstanding fats. How many can you have? As many as you want, as many as you will tolerate. In my case, I want to live a very long life. I've asked God to give me many, many years.
120.
Yes, sir. I have asked God for 120 years because that's what the scripture
says. I'm writing your biography, even as we speak.
Genesis 6:3.
Right.
And so, to do that, though, I need to be eating as many of the essential fatty acids as I can.
Huh.
And so I put olive oil on everything. Everything is swimming in oil.
Uh-huh.
In addition to that, every night before I go to bed, every night without fail, even if I got into bed late, I will sit there and I will eat an entire cup and a half of nuts.
Huh.
Right now I'm on pecans.
And why is that?
Because they have all of those essential fatty acids, and they are the fountain of youth. They have this chemical property. They have these carbon bonds. They're double carbon bonds, and they are able to do so many chemical reactions, it blows my mind.
All right, that is the latest Karen Hurd influence in my life. You heard it, people. A cup and a half of nuts before bed.
Yeah.
That is what keeps the doctor away, not an apple. All right. Hey, Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd, you are the best. KarenHurd.com, or give a call, people, 877-3510. Phone consultation. Go to her office. We're affecting the world one program at a time. Karen, we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good, Mark.
All right, there we go. My friend, privileged and proud to call him my friend, Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd, WOGO and WOGO.com. All right, when we come back, we have got politics to get to. There is so much to put, so many slices of meat to put in the sandwich. It's going to be really a big sandwich. And we'll put some beans in there somehow. All right, so we've got President Obama addressing Trump. We've got pro-family leaders who write a letter to Donald Trump. Tough questions for Donald Trump. An open letter from America's families. A lot to get to in the next 25 minutes. I don't know how we're going to do it all. We're going to have to move at a rapid pace. WOGO.
Keep your family safe with Kidde home safety products from Menards. Right now, all stock Kidde carbon monoxide alarms are on sale. Get a battery-powered carbon monoxide alarm that features a 10-year life. It's only $11.99. Or get a combination smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. It features voice alerts that identify the hazard, only $24.99. Stay safe and save big with these and other great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We have live music just about every day, and I make sure she never misses it.
You can just see it in her face. Her lips start moving, her toe taps a little bit, and then all of a sudden she's singing right along with the band. That makes my day. And I think she was a bit of a dancer when she was my age. No, she's not my mom, but she's yours, and that's why I'm here.
Memory Care with round-the-clock attention. The classic at Hillcrest Greens. Our people make the difference.
Today, sunny, highs near 24 with north to northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south to southeast this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 17. On Thursday, a 20% chance of rain, otherwise a high near 38 degrees. On Friday, also a mixed bag of precip is possible with highs near 46 degrees.
Talk Radio 680,
Jake Winch, the senior, wide open for three, right side, book it for Jake.
Basketball and postseason hockey coming your way this week on WDOGO Sports. Tuesday night, it's the Chi-High boys at home against Eau Claire North. Pregame right around 7 o'clock with the tip-off to follow. Thursday night, it's Chi-High postseason hockey. The Cardinals skating at home against Ashland. 6:40 pregame, drop of the puck at 7. And Friday night, back to basketball with the McDonald boys at home against Altoona. 7:10 pregame, 7:30 tip. It's all coming your way this week on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WDOGO.com with updates on Twitter at WDOGO Sports. All right. There is just too much to get to, but we're going to do our best. Chilson Automotive, family of dealerships. Their family, taking care of your family since 1959 in the vehicle department, Chilson Automotive. All right, a ton to get to. I have tweeted out some this morning, and that goes on my Facebook page. I have posted an article on Facebook that's eliciting some comments. What I tweeted this morning was, can't help but feel the rising sense of Trump's inevitability, similar to Obama's in 2008. I said his popularity keeps rising, feels unstoppable. One person is like this. Jim in Eau Claire says, I have to agree, Mark. It sure feels like Trump is unstoppable. One has to wonder if he could sustain this through a general election campaign. And I think that's a great. In fact, I'm going to like that right now, even as I look at that. Now, Jeremy says, well, he's better than a murderer or a socialist, right? Well, that hasn't garnered a lot of support, actually. It's garnered reactions. And I guess the murderer would be, he's saying, is Hillary Clinton. Anyhow, Jane in Eau Claire said, well, we all have to fight falling into the same tactics of name-calling and labeling, though. Even George W. Bush said the other day, our good dad said that labels are on soup cans. Anyhow, Jane says, as someone who hasn't done this very well so far, I hope we can all help each other keep the conversation on the high road. Nathan also responding to this question, well, he's better than a murderer and a socialist, right? Nathan says, no, because history won't tie either of those to the ideas and values of constitutional conservatism. When Trump fails, says Nathan, who believes he will, he says the progressives will laud it as the final evidence that the founding principles of America have failed us and we need a new system, despite the fact that Trump is not a conservative, a constitutionalist, a capitalist, or, in Nathan's opinion, even a decent human being. I don't know if I'd go that far, but okay. Finally, he says Bernie at least gets credit for being honest on who he is and what he believes. I think Trump's a bully. I think that's fair to say. I don't know. Can bullies be decent human beings? Rick Britston, a former pastor in Eau Claire, who's posted something I haven't had a chance to listen to yet. Why I Hate Trump by an Israel-loving, and it's called a cuck-servative. I'm not sure what that is. But Josh also says, we do what we can in the realm of politics, but a real fight isn't won or lost there. The real battleground is the hearts and minds of the people. Politics is, at best, a symptom or a result of that fight. The rather obvious truth is that thus far we have lost. Well, I can't help but like that comment. And I included in this thread tough questions for Donald Trump from America's families, which is up at citizenlink.com. And I've got it on my Facebook page. If you want to look for that, I gave it its own posting as well. Kathy Butler says, very confusing. I'm suspicious of Trump, maybe. Karen also in Eau Claire, and I know Karen Pikert, not a Trump fan, says, but she says, I agree. I don't know if she's saying she agrees to the fact that he's better than a socialist or a murderer. But she says, no matter what Trump says or how unhinged he appears, his numbers either. Okay. I think she's agreeing with the overall post. Can't help but feel the rising sense of Trump's inevitability. That's where I've been lately. And Karen says she agrees. She said, no matter what Trump says or how unhinged he appears, like on Saturday night. Come on now. And it's just the Trump people just gave him a pass and say, oh, he's not having a Trump tantrum. I'm like, I thought it was. his numbers either stay the same or go up. And that's the latest we're getting today, is that his numbers continue to climb to the highest level they've been. And no political expert in America, from Nate Silver to nobody, saw this. Larry Sabato, nobody. The other candidates, Karen says, are just dividing the votes of the sensible, typical Republican voters and paving the way for Trump. Another view on this for me personally is just the, you know, as it says in Romans 10, that faith comes from hearing. And again, as one Media Research Center study had shown a short time back, that 60% of network news coverage on the presidential campaigns, I believe it was Republican or Democrat, have been on Donald Trump. So, and as I saw today, I mean, he was on by phone with Fox and Friends, right? The number one, America's most viewed 24/7 news channel, blows away CNN and MSNBC. And then he's going to be on with Greta tonight. He's going to have his own event on MSNBC while CNN is doing a town hall with, you know, those closest to him in South Carolina, although you basically have to add Rubio and Cruz's numbers up just to even match Trump's. And then I think also it's Ben Carson tonight, and then it's going to be Trump and Kasich and Jeb Bush tomorrow night. So, all right, well, President Obama speaking on Trump yesterday, does this help or hurt Trump? I think it helps Trump. And that's something I want to get out on social media, but sharing that with you, what the president said, that's coming up here, WOGO, and we'll see if we can find some of what Trump said. And this open letter from America's families to Trump, what's that all about? Come on, WOGO.
Success, oh, your success is what it means to you.
There's only one way to live your life, your way.
Works for me.
Citizen State Bank of Cadott and Chippewa Falls, member FDIC. You dream the dream. We'll help make it come true.
You dream the dream. We'll help make it come true.
Excited for spring? Country RV is. Don't miss Country RV's on-site RV show and customer appreciation event beginning February 25th. See Country RV's entire inventory in one stop. Large to small and everything in between, they have a unit for you. Looking for a used RV? Come and see the very clean pre-owned units. Take advantage of Country RV's customer appreciation days beginning February 25th. Country RV, they're in the business of making happy campers.
Harvest America with Greg Laurie, a powerful message streamed live coast to coast, along with music from Chris Tomlin. Lecrae,
you take the leading role.
Switchfoot, and Mercy Me.
Join us for Harvest America 2016 locally at Micon Downtown Budget Theater, Eau Claire Wesleyan Church, Micon Stadium, Chippewa Falls, Freedom Community Church, New Auburn, Fairchild Church of Hope, and Connect Church in Onalaska.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right. Well, let's go to it. We got, well, first of all, Chilson Automotive, family of dealerships, their family taking care of your family since 1959, Chilson Automotive. All right. Well, let's go to the audio. As Warner Wolf used to say, let's go to the tape. Well, let's go to the audio. President Obama yesterday asked about Donald Trump, and what did he have to say? And my question for you, I'd love to have a listener take this up for me. At 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769, email mark at WOGO.com, is, does this help or hurt Trump? I think it helps him. And
where?
So let me see. We want to make sure that we've got the right audio here, and this should be. Okay, yeah, let's go to it. I don't need much of the question. I don't want the question so much as the president's answer yesterday in California.
America agreed.
Intrigued
with
is an interesting way of putting it.
But let's try to go to the president's answer asked about Trump.
As anger, resentment, not win the presidency.
I think foreign observers are troubled by some of the rhetoric that's been taking place in these Republican primaries and Republican debates. I don't think it's restricted, by the way, to Mr. Trump. I mean, I find it interesting that everybody's focused on Trump primarily just because he says in more interesting ways what the other candidates are saying as well.
All right. I think in fairness, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's not wanting to just single out Trump as he's, you know, answering this. and deciding to go there rather. I mean, he could have just said, you know what, I'm not going to comment on the Republican race, but he chose to involve himself. But Trump says it in more extreme ways. He says it in ways that certainly he's going to outdo. I mean, it's and yet, unfortunately, you know, politics is often nuanced. I mean, Ted Cruz did have some good ideas in terms of limiting Muslims who are coming from nations where terrorism is significant. And so, and yet that is going to be completely, you know, washed out by Donald Trump, who says ban all incoming Muslims. And so Trump knows how to get the headlines. Even here recently, though it's raised some eyebrows, some questions, some discussion, like what's with this talk of, you know, suing Ted Cruz? Who does that? I was talking to one individual this morning, well-known person from the Chippewa Valley, who said that's part of the problem in society, the litigious nature. And here's Trump, I'm going to sue you. And saying the other day, oh, we've got this signed this agreement with the Republican Party. And, well, they're not keeping their end of the bargain. Michael Medved on his show read a couple times over the pledge that Trump signed, and it didn't have to do with the Republican National Committee keeping their end. It was Trump's end of the deal that he would not run independent, and now he's continuing to breathe out those threats, which I believe if you're Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, who, by the way, has never filed for bankruptcy, unlike Trump, who's done it four times for his companies. But the fact of the matter is that if you're Michael Bloomberg, who has held elected office, unlike Trump, and again, I'm not a Michael Bloomberg backer, a guy who was Republican, turned Democrat. But the fact of the matter is, you're hoping that Trump loses the nomination, still runs as an independent, divide the pie up as much as you can, and maybe it can be 1860 lived all over again, and somebody can win the presidency with not 42% like Bill Clinton in 92, but maybe 38% like Abraham Lincoln in 1860. Who knows? We do have some breaking news today that we need to jump on here for you and get you the very latest. All right, from CNN, and explosion strikes Turkey's capital, casualties reported, an explosion striking near military vehicles in the Turkish capital of Ankara Wednesday evening, and casualties have been reported, according to Turkish state broadcaster TRT. Video airing on CNN Turk showed large flames reaching toward the night sky from an area on the ground. Lights from numerous emergency vehicles flashed nearby. So that is one story. And also today, from Reuters, an exclusive radioactive material stolen in Iraq raises security fears. Now, when it comes to ISIS, I'd seen one good story that they were kind of running low on money. That was good today. But Reuters saying that Iraq is searching for highly dangerous radioactive material stolen last year, according to an Environment Ministry document, and seven security, environmental, and provincial officials who fear it could be used as a weapon if acquired by the Islamic State. All right, more from President Obama regarding Trump yesterday at a news conference in California.
So he may up the ante in anti-Muslim sentiment, but if you look at what the other Republican candidates have said, that's pretty troubling too.
In fairness, I don't think the other candidates have been so anti-Muslim, but
he may express strong anti-immigration sentiment, but you've heard that from the other candidates as well. You've got a candidate who sponsored a bill that I supported to finally solve the immigration problem, and he's running away from it as fast as he can.
All right, so I said I'd love to hear from somebody regarding this question of did Obama yesterday, I think he thought he would hurt Trump. I mean, I really believe that. Another possibility is he could have thought, you know what, I'm going to say this and I really, truly want to help Trump. I don't think it was that. I think the president is a narcissist, as is Trump, and I believe that he believes in his ability, and yet I think he actually helped Trump with his comments. But let's see what my buddy Brian in Fall Creek thinks. Hey, Brian. Okay, are you there? All right, maybe you couldn't hold anymore. All right, well, Brian, give us a call back. We'll get your thoughts here on WOGO. All right. All right. Well, unfortunately. All right, let's carry on with the president.
They're all denying climate change. I think that's troubling to the international community, since the science is unequivocal. And, you know, the other countries around the world, they kind of count on the United States being on the side of science and reason and common sense. because they know that if the United States does not act on big problems in smart ways, nobody will. But this is not just Mr. Trump. Look at the statements that are being made by the other candidates. There's not a single candidate in the Republican primary that thinks we should do anything about climate change. That thinks it's serious. I'll leave it to you to speculate on how this whole race is going to go. I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president. And the reason is because I have a lot of faith in the American people. And I think they recognize that being president is a serious job. It's not hosting a talk show or a reality show. It's not promotion. It's not marketing. It's hard. And a lot of people count on us getting it right. And it's not a matter of pandering and doing whatever will get you in the news on a given day. And sometimes it requires you making hard decisions even when people don't like it. And doing things that are unpopular. And standing up for people who are vulnerable but don't have some powerful political constituency. And it requires being able to work with leaders around the world in a way that reflects the importance of the office and gives people confidence that you know the facts and you know their names and you know where they are on a map and you know something about their history and you're not just going to play to the crowd back home because they have their own crowds back home and you're trying to solve problems. And so, yeah, during primaries, people vent and they express themselves, and it seems like entertainment, and oftentimes it's reported just like entertainment. But as you get closer, reality has a way of intruding. And these are the folks who I have faith in, because they ultimately are going to say, whoever's standing where I'm standing right now has the nuclear codes with them and can order 21-year-olds into a firefight and have to make sure that the banking system doesn't collapse and is often responsible for not just the United States of America, but 20 other countries that are having big problems or falling apart and are going to be looking for us to do something. And the American people are pretty sensible. And I think they'll make a sensible choice in the end.
I think that is a fascinating answer from Barack Obama, who, again, is maybe as leftist a president as we had. I've made no secret on the air, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever. I'm not a huge fan. I'm center-right politically. Barack Obama is not. We disagree on national defense, on social issues, abortion and marriage, probably on religious freedom, on fiscal conservatism, etc. But I thought that was a very thoughtful answer. Again, you knew he had Trump in mind with so much of what he said there, and it would be worth listening to again and pondering. But here's the thing. I mean, Trump responded very strongly, and he last night, I don't have that audio for you. I'm sorry, here on WOGO, but he responded about the fact that he's been a failed president and Obamacare is a failure and he hasn't stopped ISIS and that basically Obama was lucky that he hadn't run in 2012 instead of Romney because then he would have been a one-term president. And so I think it's reached a point where, to me, it is what it is. It's like a growing political cult of personality with Donald Trump. And just, it is what it is. And so there's nothing. I just am, what I tweeted today is out there in terms of, I don't know if he's stoppable. Cruz and Rubio are young freshmen, first-term senators, and I don't know that they can, they're trying, but when you look at Rubio, he's second in Nevada, great at 19%. You know where Trump is at? 45% in Nevada. And South Carolina's on Saturday. WOGO.
At Marquardt Motors, we know life happens. Divorce, health problems, and other everyday issues can leave you with less than perfect credit. Here's the good news. Even if your credit score is 620 or less, Marquardt and GM Financial can put you into a brand new 2016 Chevy Cruze Limited at an affordable lease payment. You may even qualify for a special rebate. Find new roads in a Chevrolet from Marquardt Motors on Business 53 between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls or at marquardtmotors.com.
At Chippewa Manor, our mission is to comfort God's people. Our skilled nursing and rehabilitation services feature inpatient and outpatient care after surgery or hospitalization. Our therapists are experienced and caring, and our newly remodeled rehab wing is state-of-the-art. Choose rehab at Chippewa Manor. We'll help you get home feeling well again as soon as possible. For more information or to arrange a tour, visit us today at ChippewaManor.com.
When you're updating your floors, stop by Menards to save on a huge selection of carpet, tile, hardwood, and laminate flooring. Great Lakes Hardwood Flooring offers a timeless look and superior quality. With a 50-year finish warranty, 3-inch pre-finished honey or red oak is $349 a square foot. Or choose 3-inch natural hickory flooring for $389 a square foot. Find these and other great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see.
It's tax time. Why not invest your refund in something you can really use? At Economy Furniture, your tax refund can go a long way. We have two floors of great furniture at everyday low prices. Spend your hard-earned refund wisely. Stop in at Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950.
Harvest America with Greg Laurie, a powerful message streamed live coast to coast, along with music from Chris Tomlin, Lecrae,
you take the lead and roll,
Switchfoot, and Mercy Me.
Join us for Harvest America 2016, locally at Micon Downtown Budget Theater, Eau Claire Wesleyan Church, Micon Stadium, Chippewa Falls, Freedom Community Church, New Auburn, Fairchild Church of Hope, and Connect Church in Onalaska.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
Chilson Automotive, family of dealerships. Their family taking care of your family since 1959. Chilson Automotive also here on WOGO. Eau Claire and Lake Alley Auto Value Auto Parts Stores, where service is the difference, and they get it with three Chippewa Valley locations in Eau Claire, London Road, and Cameron Street, and also next to Moldy's Archery and Tackle in Lake Alley. And don't forget Marco. They've helped us and others save on print costs and become more productive. Marco. All right, the waning moments of a Wednesday homepage on WOGO. And not going to have enough time to necessarily get to. But again, there was just so incredibly much. But what about the confirmation of a Scalia replacement? That was something else that President Obama talked about in his news conference yesterday. And again, he's making the case that I am definitely going to submit a name. But the Republicans, where are they at on this whole thing? And we get this report from SRN's Linda Kenyon on WOGO.
Senator Charles Grassley tells Radio Iowa he'll wait until a nominee is named to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia before he decides whether to hold confirmation hearings. Grassley's comments come after the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, said the Republican-controlled Senate likely would not confirm any Obama nominee, saying the next president should name someone instead. If the Republican-controlled Senate follows that direction, the Supreme Court would be one justice short for the better part of a year, something that could have a big impact on several high-profile cases.
Meanwhile, tonight on CNN, they're going to have a town hall in South Carolina featuring three different candidates, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Ben Carson. But Donald Trump, this guy feels almost omnipresent. I mean, he's going to be on with Greta Van Susteren tonight, and he's going to be on MSNBC. And here's the thing. With the media, it is about ratings. And all along, Donald Trump has been big ratings. You go back to the August 6th debate, the first one that started in Cleveland, where the Republicans will have their convention in 2016, declaring a nominee. And Trump helped get the ratings to 24 million. And so it's just continued to snowball from there. And how do you stop that? I'm tweeting out today. It feels unstoppable to me. Ted Cruz today calling Donald Trump's bluff regarding a lawsuit, saying, please sue me for defamation. I will depose you myself. So Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson fighting Donald Trump, the GOP primary Saturday in South Carolina. Thanks for listening. Podcast headed to WOGO.com.